You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies, including the sequel to The Boss Baby, a Spanish drama based on a real love story, and Steven Soderbergh's latest crime drama. Our first movie is The Boss Baby Family Business, and it's the sequel to one of the most popular animated films of 2017. Alec Baldwin reprises his role as the boss baby Ted, who's grown up to be a successful billionaire, and James Marsden now voices his older brother Tim. Both of them find out that Tim's baby girl is actually a boss baby from Baby Corps, with a whimsical voice by Amy Sedaris. This bouncing baby needs them to infiltrate an advanced school by drinking a formula that turns them young for 2 days. I like The Boss Baby Family Business better than the original, maybe because of how the adults and kids are able to collaborate, or maybe it's because the movie's sense of humor is flexible, its characters are brighter, and its tone is sort of sweet and good-hearted. The voice actors are entertaining, the story is easy for kids to follow, and its quality is something that adults could relate to. There may be too much sugar energy at times, but it still delivers. 3 stars. Next up is I Carry You With Me, and it's a Spanish movie based on a true romance between two men by the names of Ivan Garcia and Gerardo Zibaleta. But mostly the movie focuses on Ivan, played by Armando Espeseta, who is an aspiring chef wanting to provide for his son in Mexico City. His visitations get threatened when he falls for Gerardo, played by Christian Vasquez, at a gay club. Given his job situations as well as some homophobia, he immigrates to America while regretting leaving his loved ones behind. I Carry You With Me gets a little confusing at times, but we still see Ivan and Gerardo in their own worlds and how they struggle to survive. It was co-written and directed by Heidi Ewig, who specializes in documentaries like the Oscar-nominated Jesus Camp. I'm told this movie is a combo of a doc and narrative feature, and she does a riveting and poignant job at presenting what was based on a true story, and I'm also told that the real Ivan and Gerardo play their adult selves, which is amazing. 3.5 stars. And our last movie is Steven Soderbergh's latest crime drama, No Sudden Move, starring John Cheadle as a gangster out of prison who teams up with two gangsters played by Kieran Culkin and Benicio Del Toro to visit the home of accountant David Harbour to retrieve an important document located in his boss's safe. But when the document turns up missing, Harbour puts his family in danger while Cheadle knows he's been set up and is out to set things right. With an all-star cast including John Hamm as a detective, Brendan Fraser as a middleman, Ray Liotta as a gangster, and Bill Duke as a mob kingpin, No Sudden Move continues Soderbergh's professional movie career because of its style and attitude that makes the characters ambitious and their situations provocative and smart. The cast delivers, the cinematography is great, and while the story isn't always easy to understand, you're still enjoying the creativity and versatility inside. 3.5 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.